It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Ruthie C. with the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and it is Tuesday morning, and it is a very special edition this morning of The Garden Line. I'd like to first say welcome to Mr. Mike Wiggins of The Garden Line. And Mike, what are we up to today?
Well, it's going to be quite an hour, Ruthie, I'll tell you right now. We've got special guests, and this is not the first time we have done this. We have done this, I'm going to say, for the past 2 or 3 years, where these two guys show up. They bring some gorgeous camellias, all kinds of information about camellias and how to grow them and such as that. But one thing I just wanted to be sure I mentioned before we even started was they're great with camellias. But they are also good with all other horticulture in Pensacola. So if anybody has any text questions or phone questions, give us a call, because between the four of us, Ruthie, I think we can answer the questions very easily. So let's hope people do that. What we might want to do, let me start off by introducing these young men over here.
How about that? Huh? That's like a good place to start.
Okay, we'll start to my left. Skip Vogelsang is here. And for those who are maybe new to the Garden Line and may not have heard Skip on our radio before, Skip is an unbelievable expert in the field of camellias. But let me tell you a little bit about Skip first, other than camellias. Skip was director of the YMCA in this whole Gulf Coast region for many, many years, did a great job. Skip has also been a major player with Habitat for Humanity, has gone to South America, went to the furthest spot away from Pensacola, to Nepal, to work on Habitat for Humanity issues. And, of course, the Humane Society, Skip's been a big advocate for that. And so that, in addition to his tennis prowess, he has chaired many a tournament at Roger Scott Tennis Center. He also has been the president and the chairman of camellia shows for the Pensacola Camellia Club. So that's Skip's resume. I would say Skip is sort of a renaissance guy.
I was going to say Skip is an expert in many different fields. Welcome,
he
Skip.
He is.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
There you go. That worked.
So is the show over? Are we done already?
No, we're not done already. We're just starting.
What have you done, Buzz?
Buzz is jealous. Okay, Buzz, here you go. Here's your introduction. You're right. Okay. Buzz, of course, served as a state representative in Tallahassee, representing our area. And I don't have time, because Buzz, I think, would agree to this, to tell you all of the nonprofits that Buzz has helped over the years. You name it, he's helped them. And to this day, Buzz won't admit to this because he's so modest, maybe. People call him all the time from these nonprofits, and with their ideas, with their problems, with their good things that they're doing, and Buzz helps them out. So it's a pleasure to have these two guys, my two friends here, to talk camellias and Northwest Florida gardening. Should be fun.
Well, welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Gentlemen, I'm so happy to have you here this morning.
It's great to be back.
Well, good. Let's start off with this question, because what I want to do is kind of get into the nuts and bolts of the camellia shows and the and that type of thing in the first half of the show. But the second half of the show, Skip has brought some gorgeous camellias. Now, I think all of us would admit that showing camellias on the radio is not exactly an easy thing to do. But we've done this before, and with Skip's descriptions and Buzz's color commentary over there,
yes.
I think we'll have a good time. So, first of all, first question for you two guys. Skip, why don't you go first? Why camellias? Why your interest in camellias? Why do you plant them? Why do you go to shows? What is it about camellias that attract your attention?
Wow. That's going to take, there's a lot of things to talk about just with that question. And I think to start with is I can keep them alive. I've killed more orchids in my life trying to grow orchids than I can keep count of. But camellias are really hard to hurt. They love this Gulf Coast area. And the reasons are they like the soil. It's a sandy, acidic soil, and camellias like that. They don't like to get frozen, but they handle cold well. One of the things that I talk about a lot with camellias is they're blooming in the wintertime when nothing else is blooming. I mean, literally, there's nothing else blooming, but camellias are thriving. And I'll go back to saying they're hard to hurt. Anybody that's been in East Hill or North Hill will see camellias that are 50, 100 years old. Nobody's doing anything special with them. It isn't like they're getting lots of TLC, and they're just doing great. So they're a great plant to have both as a landscape plant, but also to have blooms in the wintertime.
Absolutely. Very well. Buzz, same question. Why camellias?
Well, of course, Skip covered the landscape on that, no pun intended. But I think one thing that I love about camellias, I have about 30 in my yard. You will get your first blooms in mid-November, let's say, and your last variety, in my experience, in my yard, will be mid-February. So they don't all bloom at the same time. You and I have had those walls of azaleas. You know, they come out, they're gone in 2 weeks. Yeah, they're green all year, but they're gone. With the camellias, you shop around with a club, and Skip's going to tell you how to do that in a minute. But you go buy different varieties. Don't plant all the same. And there are thousands of varieties, by the way. Sizes, shapes, and forms. But the interesting, they don't all bloom at the same time. So literally, I will get up in the morning and I'll go out and I'll see something that wasn't there yesterday or the week before. And that's part of the fun on top of everything Skip said about it's hard to hurt them. They're very forgiving. And they're still pretty plants year-round.
Well, I agree. Skip?
I forgot to mention the fact that they don't lose their leaves. As a landscape plant, they're a beautiful green plant year-round.
Absolutely. And if y'all had asked me the same question, I enjoy, and Buzz, I know you do too, Skip, you too, our summer color, our hibiscus, our mandevilla, our crotons, our coleus, and all of that. Well, all of that's about gone.
Oh, absolutely.
And so here we are in December, and all the way through December and January and February, we have color in our yard. And that's always nice because here in Pensacola, we get some warmer days. We can spend some time outdoors on the patio, and that may be the only color we have in our yard. And it's really, really a great plant to provide that, no doubt about
it. Can I do one more for some of our listeners? You can actually grow these in containers. That's not preferred. Skip wouldn't advise. That's the best thing to do when you come home. But I started growing these in containers. I had to transplant them, upgrade them enough that eventually I put them in the ground, and that's how I got started. But if you have a patio, you can probably maintain one or two of these in a non-yard plant phenomenon.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the best camellia growers and exhibitors that I've ever known over in Alabama grew all of his camellias in containers, and he would just bump them up every couple of years to a larger container. And when they got too big, he would just start over with a new plant. But he kept growing all of these great varieties in containers.
One of my favorite varieties is a Sasanqua, which is kind of a smaller bloom, and I have two in containers on my patio because that's about the only place where I get the right light. You know, as such as that, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So, yes, Buzz, you're absolutely right. Containers are great and easy to do. Okay, Ruthie, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to kind of get into the nuts and bolts of the Camellia Show and how the public folks who are listening to us today can go and see some unbelievable camellias. And we'll do that when we get back. And then, of course, at the end of the show, Skip's going to be on here showing all these different blooms and talking about them and some interesting stories that go with them. So after the break, why don't we do that?
That sounds perfect. You are listening to The Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. with Mr. Mike Wiggins and our guests Skip and Buzz, and this is The Camellia Show. So please stay with us and we'll be back in just a moment.
I have a great idea for a Christmas gift for those hard-to-buy-for relatives. Kids are easy to buy for, but Mom, Dad, Grandma, and Grandpa are always a challenge. But Printers of Pensacola has the perfect gift. It's a 2021 calendar with your favorite family photos on it. For you, it's a very affordable gift. For the recipient, it's priceless. It's a gift they'll use every day, and they'll cherish it forever. I have given one of these calendars to my mom every Christmas since 1995, and she still has every one of them. These personalized calendars are easy to make. Just bring or send 12 pictures to Printers of Pensacola at 1207 West Garden Street, and they'll do the rest. You'll get back the beautiful personalized color photo calendar, and you'll get your original pictures back too. They can use either prints or digital photos. Printers of Pensacola can also put your photos on personalized t-shirts. Give personalized Christmas gifts from Printers of Pensacola, 434-2588.
Hi, I'm Pastor Gordon Godfrey from Marcus Point Baptist Church. I'm so excited to invite you to our 30th annual Spirit of Christmas service, December 13th at 10 a.m. This year, we're having Nick Walenda. He's going to share his life story and how he walked across the Grand Canyon on a tightrope, across the New York Times Square on a tightrope. Man, what a life story that he has. And we invite you to our Spirit of Christmas, December 13th at 10 a.m. at Marcus Point Baptist Church.
I'm Roz Leahy, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a women's philanthropic organization. Since 2004, Impact 100 has awarded 120 transformative grants totaling $12.8 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Ladies, if you are interested in becoming part of our community-focused organization, join us at one of our upcoming Meet and Mingle membership events. For details on these events, visit impact100pensacola.org.
You heard this on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Terry's on the line at 437-1620.
I was calling to give you guys a huge thank you. I don't think a lot of people realize how much you guys do for the community and for the citizens. You guys kept talking about the Escambia County Grant Fund. We applied for this grant that will help pay for her bills for the next 3 months. And it's because you guys told me about it. So I just wanted to thank you.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3
AM 1620. From all of us at Bedford Metalworks and Dixie Supply, happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
This is Heather
and Camille
with 200 South,
wishing you a very Merry Christmas
and a much happier New Year.
Hey, this is Tom with Adventure Motorsports Northwest Florida, wishing you a safe holiday season and reminding you, don't drink and ride.
The staff at American Leak Detection would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a profitable New Year.
Fox News, every 30 minutes, 24/7.
He's giving Dr. Anthony Fauci a bigger role.
Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard.
President-elect Biden has named Dr. Fauci, who has been derided by President Trump on the White House task force, his chief COVID medical advisor. Biden also plans to nominate California Attorney General Javier Becerra to be the Health and Human Services Secretary.
It's a long record of defending the Affordable Care Act.
News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. This is The Garden Line. So I am joined today not only by Mike Wiggins, but also by our guests Skip and Buzz, because this is the Camellia Show.
Oh, it is. It is. And of course, Ruthie, I asked Skip and Buzz to give us their favorite Christmas song so we could play them between breaks. And that was one of Skip's choices. I thought that was an excellent choice. And Buzz has followed up with Pentatonics. Is hopefully that'll be next, which is one of my favorites. So be thinking, guys, because we're going to need a few more. Oh, and before we go one step further, I do have to thank Catherine. Bless her heart.
Yes,
Catherine is on. Brought us some cupcakes, and me and Buzz and Skip and Ruthie will move into those as soon as this show is over. I can assure you of that. But Catherine, thank you very much, and hope you have a great holiday. You are a fabulous listener and a good friend, and we always like to hear from you. And these cupcakes look
delicious.
Oh,
we'll find out soon.
They look great. Okay, let's get down to some of the details about the Camellia Show. And first of all, who puts on the Camellia Show but the Pensacola Camellia Club, which is – all right, this is a test, Skip. This is a test. How old is the Pensacola Camellia Club?
The Pensacola Camellia Club began in 1938.
And I'm about to do that math.
It predates the American Camellia Society. They had a camellia club here before the Camellia ACS was even started. And this is our 83rd show.
Unbelievable.
83rd show.
That's unbelievable. That is just what history that is. And before we get to this point, we'll get there in a little bit. A lot of these camellias have been propagated and developed by people in Pensacola that show up in these shows because of the history here. There's been so much camellia growing going on in Pensacola that we've got some very famous varieties.
Yeah, we have been able to identify approximately 120 different varieties, or technically you call them cultivars, of camellias that were developed by Pensacola hobbyists, and some of them have gained worldwide recognition.
No question about it.
I think that's a key word while you're on it. Didn't mean to interrupt your train
of
thought.
Please, no,
but,
go.
But the hobbyist thing is really pretty cool, because there is no paid staff. I mean, this is all a bunch of crazy people like us who love camellias enough. We pay nominal dues. And it's all volunteer effort. Skip's like one of the leaders, and I just hang around on the sidelines. But it's amazing that this much gets done through a volunteer effort.
And we have a really active club. We have over 200 members of the Pensacola Camellia Club. And most of them are normal people. Most of them are just people who like camellias and want to learn a little more about them and maybe add one to their collection now and then. And then there's a small handful
like
of us that are the really obsessive,
compulsive. I was going to ask you, how do you and Buzz fit into the normal person category? But I'd still put
Buzz in the normal category. He doesn't go crazy. But there's a handful of us that are just really obsessive, compulsive. And we go to camellia shows normally. Now, with COVID, it's not happening this year with lots of shows all over the Southeast. But in a normal year, we'll go to 6, 8, 10 shows all over the Southeast, Mississippi, Louisiana, Atlanta, Birmingham, Tallahassee, Ocala, and take blooms and compete and exhibit blooms just like this show coming up.
Right. And this might be a good point to say that just because you're not an expert, not one of these abnormal people that we're talking about, that you can be involved in the Camellia Club. You can grow camellias. As you said early on in our opening here, they're kind of bulletproof to a certain extent.
No doubt.
But anybody can grow them. And I know for a fact, because you've told me this and Buzz has told me this too, that members of the club are always ready to help the novice, the person that walks in the door and says, I've never grown one in my life. What do I do? Yeah. And it's a teaching environment also.
Yeah, we love having new members. And we'll also, we have a group, a small subgroup within our club called the Pensacola NCIS. And that stands for the Neighborhood Camellia Information Squad, Pensacola NCIS. And we will go to people's house. You know, people will buy a house and have a dozen camellias on it, and they have no idea anything about them. And we'll go and help them identify them, put a tag on them of what the cultivar is, talk about fertilizer, talk about pruning, talk about, you know, controlling insects. All of which are really not a big problem with camellias.
That is very interesting. Okay, let's talk about the show a little bit. Where it's going to be, what's it like. Talk to us, Skip, about what's going to happen at the show. And, of course, probably first off, when is it going to be?
Right. Okay, well, first of all, it's going to be this coming Saturday, December the 12th, at the Garden Club on 9th Avenue, 1850 North 9th Avenue. And it will be, the show itself will be from 1 to 4. After all the judging is over and all the winning blooms are displayed, et cetera, et cetera, it'll be open to the public from 1 to 4. But we have a camellia sale going on starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm telling you, we have varieties that you don't buy at Lowe's and Home Depot. There are some incredible varieties.
Right. You've been bragging on some of those plants that are going to be for sale. Well, we need to know a few more details about the show, Skip. We're going to take a little break here, and then when we come back, we'll go down that path. How about that, Ruthie?
That sounds perfect. We are going to take one quick break. We'll be right back with the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
When you're not feeling well, traffic should be the least of your worries. Baptist Healthcare offers locations throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, providing convenient access to 24-hour emergency rooms in Pensacola, Jay, and Gulf Breeze. Baptist Urgent Care opens 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and located at Airport and 9 Mile Medical Parks. And many physician locations offer telehealth. Now open a new combination urgent care and 24/7 emergency room in Navarre. Visit ebaptisthealthcare.org.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and it is the Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins and the Camellia Show. But, Mike, we did have a question come in unrelated to camellias.
Go ahead. Ruthie, why don't you pose the question, and Buzz and I'll give it our best shot.
So the quick question is, my coleus got zapped. I assume they mean by the cold. Should I just pinch them back?
Well, okay, Buzz. It's kind of a complicated answer. You go first.
No.
My answer? No.
Well, that's very in-depth and difficult to follow. But
I know nothing about coleus, and I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Sounds like a solid no.
Coleus are a pure annual, and they are affected by the cold probably quicker than most other plants. I know that because I have them in my front yard.
Done that experience this week.
And I pulled them all up and threw them away, and that's what you have to do. It's a shame because this year they have been spectacular.
They were.
Just spectacular. But they just don't handle the cold. So just save that spot for next spring, plant them again, and enjoy them that way. But no, there's no way to save them.
You got 5 seconds. Let me tell that that caller, shop for different types of coleus. There are many, many varieties available in the local market. You don't have to go to a big box and buy just one because that's there. Just take some time to Bailey's and some of the others, look around. There's some great varieties of coleus that are available too.
No question about it.
Perfect. Well, and we will go check in real quick with Mark with the news. But good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Air traffic down nationwide, but not as much in Pensacola. The story after 5. It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 46, mostly sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. We're told travel through Pensacola International Airport has been down, just like everywhere else around the country, but not as much.
For the week of Thanksgiving, nationally, the airport system was down 63% compared to the same week in 2019, but the Pensacola International Airport was down only 28%.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson says passengers are flying in and out of PNS at a roughly 30% greater clip than the rest of the country. He says we can thank some of the additional safety precautions now in place at the airport. At least one person's hospitalized after a car hit a bike in Escambia County on Monday afternoon. That happened around 2:30 near Continental and Fairfield Drive. The car wound up smashing into a tree. There's no word on the seriousness of any injuries. Need help to stop smoking? Contact the Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa County for more information about the tobacco-free program.
We will be warming into the upper 50s this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies are on tap today with a light breeze, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. As you go into the overnight tonight, nice clear skies and that low near 45. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
46 in Pensacola, 48 in Gulf Breeze. It's also 46 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Stocks are modestly lower. The Dow Industrials down 28 at 30,041. The NASDAQ's down 47. The S&P 500 is off 9. Dish Network has settled its case with the Justice Department, resulting in a $210 million penalty for the satellite TV provider for placing millions of telemarketing calls that violated the FTC's rules. It's the largest civil penalty ever paid over telemarketing or robocall violations. Dish will pay $126 million to the U.S. and $84 million to California, Illinois, North Carolina, and Ohio. JCPenney has emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy in a deal that leaves Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management as the owners and operators of the department store chain. Penney plans to permanently close nearly a third of its 846 stores as part of its restructuring over the next 2 years, which would leave it with just over 600 locations. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back at the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
December the 8th, 1941, from the office of Mayor L.C. Hagler in City Hall, Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620. Yesterday's shocking news that the Japanese have bombed U.S. naval facilities at Pearl Harbor has brought immediate response from our city officials. As of an hour ago, our mayor has issued a press request to encourage men to volunteer for service as blackout wardens or watchers, for he wishes to have such a service in operation here within a week. In his statement, Mayor Hagler said that city officials are not worried about air raids. They do want to prevent lighting within the community, which might silhouette commercial vessels and so make them easy targets for enemy submarines. In this, he stressed that he is anticipating that war will come with Germany soon. The city also will begin at once to anticipate several forms of rationing. The mayor added that he and his staff have been preparing several levels of plans, anticipating that war was probable. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. This is The Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins, also our Camellia Show guests. We've got Skip and Buzz here, and we are just enjoying ourselves, aren't we, this morning? I love having all this great conversation around camellias here.
It is fun. Buzz, name that tune. Can you do it?
Oh, no, can't do it. No.
Yeah. I know the name of the song. It sounds like Leon Redbone.
That's right. Mike, five gold stars for Mike Wiggins.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
That's obscure.
That is obscure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's pretty good, Mike.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thanks, Ruthie.
She slipped you a note?
Oh, of course. you don't think I knew that, did you?
Look at my paper.
Okay. We're going to do what we always do when the three of us get together. We're running out of time. Skip. Let's one more time run through the who, what, where, when, and how on the Camellia Show.
The Camellia Show is this coming Saturday, the 12th, at the Garden Center, Garden Club Center on 9th Avenue, 1850 North 9th Avenue. The sale of camellias starts at 9 o'clock, goes to about 4, and the show itself, where you can come in and see all of the blooms that are entered. And I should add, there'll be exhibitors coming from at least 4 states bringing some of the most amazing blooms you've ever seen in your life. Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Tallahassee, all over the place. And so we'll open up to the public at 1 till 4. It is, we're doing our best to social distance. Bring a mask or you don't get in the door. The room is big enough that people can spread out and stay that 6 feet apart as they view all of the blooms and look at all the award-winning blooms. I'll talk about the sale. We have our inventory of camellia varieties and world-class varieties is at its peak right now as we get ready for the show, and we support our club primarily on the sale of camellias. So it's a great opportunity to add to your collection or Christmas presents.
There you go.
Give a gift that keeps on giving year after year after year.
What might a typical plant cost?
$25.
I thought so. Yeah,
$25 there.
People get an idea coming in.
Most of them are in a 3-gallon pot.
Well established, ready to plant.
Yeah.
Probably with a bloom even.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of. Exactly. Yeah. Most of them have buds on them that'll be blooming, and they're a couple feet high, in a 3-gallon pot.
And I assume I think I know the answer to this question, but if one is a novice who's never bought or planted a camellia before, you would be there to recommend to that person which ones to buy, according to what they prefer,
sure,
color-wise and size-wise.
And the beauty
of
it is as you look at the plants, you can go inside and find one of those blooms.
There you go.
And see exactly what it looks like. Because most, we're going to be showing or talking about some of these. I'm going to be showing them to you. Nobody else is going to see
them. That's okay.
All of the blooms that I'm going to be showing you aren't blooming naturally. I've forced them to bloom early, and we haven't really hit the peak camellia blooming season yet.
Well, that sounds great. Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Why don't we start? Why don't we kind of go through some of these blooms that you've brought? And folks who, I was going to say, who are not looking at this, it's only the four of us that are looking at it. Skip brings a big tray, and protects them. That's cotton, it looks like, from here.
Yeah, just fiber fill that you would put in a pillow or something, and you can set them on and keep them from getting bruised.
And
let's start with camellias. One of the things that I haven't mentioned yet that I like about the camellias and what got me started was they come in so many different sizes and forms and colorations. When I say rose to you, you get an immediate vision. You know exactly what that rose looks like. When I say camellia, it's everything under the sun. Some of them are in size of a golf ball, the whole bloom. Some of them are the size of a pie plate, and some of them are pink, and some of them are white, and some of them are red and white, and some, it's just a real mixture of shapes, sizes, and forms. And I should talk about how camellias get named, because I'm going to tell the names of these varieties. When somebody has a new variety that they've grown from a seed or as a mutation on an existing variety, and they register it as a new and unique variety with the American Camellia Society, they get to name it. There's two ways they name it. They either name it after something very descriptive and pretty, or they name it after their uncle or their wife or their child or their next door neighbor. And so you've got two different ways of coming at it. So, for instance, I've got one here that's just this
gorgeous
one of mine and Buzz's favorites called Showtime. And it's this blush pink, about 6 inches across, with these frilly pink petals and a yellow stamen center. And it's very, very frilly. And it's called Showtime. Perfect description. And then you have this one over here, which is again a really, really nice bloom, red and white, lots of streaks, yellow stamen in the middle, and has lots of height to it, and it's a real dark red and white, so the contrast is really cool with it. And it's called Dominic Di Tommaso.
Do you know Dominic?
No, I don't know Dominic, but it was named Dominic Di Tommaso.
It could almost be called Candy Cane, because that's kind of what it looks like. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Beautiful, no doubt about it.
Buzz talked a few minutes ago about the fact that there are different blooming seasons, and if you plant different types of camellias, Sasank was, he talked about, that start bloom in October and November, right, and by December they're done. It's a smaller bloom. They bloom prolifically, almost like an azalea. The whole bush lights up. And I have, one here that's just a light pink with a yellow center called Just Right. And the grower is over in Alabama that developed that.
Those are, let me interrupt you there, Skip. That Just Right would be a great one for a container, would it?
Yeah, it's a great container. Mine is in a container. I haven't put it in the ground.
Well, those Sasanquas are relatively slow growers, and like you say, they light it up.
Yep, and they take full sun, but they're done by now. Almost all my Sasanquas are finished, and the Japonicas are just starting.
You want to
pull up Royal Velvet? There's another great name for a flower. This is a dark red form, is what we call a semi-double, with a boss of yellow stamen in the center, and it's called Royal Velvet, and it really looks like red velvet.
Yeah, I mean, I've had people comment when I used to take them in the bank, people would said, yeah, it looks like velvet. Yeah. I said, well, that's odd, because that's what it's called.
Yep. Royal Velvet. That's one of the prettiest ones you brought. Is that a new one,
no,
Skip, or has it been around for
this
decades?
This has been around for a few decades.
Has it,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember some names I had growing up, like Alba Plena and Debutante and Pink Perfection and some of those old-fashioned ones. I'd never really heard of that one.
Right, right. That's a newer variety than those old heritage camellias. Right. In fact, I'm going to show you a heritage camellia next. This is a what's considered a small, and it's, again, a mixture of red and white in a formal double, which is, perfectly symmetrical petals and no stamen in the middle, just and it's called Kiku Toji from Asia, and it's been traced back all the way into the 1700s.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's an old heritage camellia that came over originally from Asia.
If you just saw that, you might say it's a Sasanqua, since the bloom is so small, but the foliage is not as small as a Sasanqua.
Can I lead you again?
Sure.
I had a good friend call me the other day, so I called you. He was looking specifically for a white, and you don't see very many white camellias.
Right.
Skip's got a gorgeous one in this tray.
Okay, let me pull out the white. This is another one that got named after someone. This is a solid white with yellow stamen in the middle. It's about the size of a softball, and it's called Melissa Ann, and it's one of the more popular white camellias. And you're right, there's not that many solid white camellias out there, and I don't grow a lot of them because I grow them for shows, and it's so difficult to get a perfect solid white camellia to a show.
Do you grow that one, Buzz?
No, I wish I do not have a white one.
Right. But that is absolutely
maybe
gorgeous.
Maybe something I'll buy Saturday morning. I may have room for one more plant in my yard. It's kind of like,
I hear you. Okay, we've got a few more to look at, but let's take a quick break, Ruthie, and we'll go from there.
That sounds great. You're listening to The Garden Line here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We'll be right back with more of The Camellia Show. Please stay with us.
I just had my checkup, and my doctor could tell I've been eating healthier, but sometimes I have a hard time covering the cost of food. Luckily, my Humana Medicare Advantage Dual Eligible Special Needs Plan offers me a healthy foods card to help me pay for food at certain stores. If you have Medicare and Medicaid, you may get $25 to spend on approved groceries. You just swipe it like a credit card. My Humana Medicare plan also covers a lot more, such as medications, dental, eyeglasses, doctor visits, and hospital stays. Do what I did. Talk to Humana.
Talk to a Humana licensed sales agent now by calling toll-free 1-844-706-0557. Humana is a coordinated care plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with the Florida Medicaid program. Enrollment in this Humana plan depends on contract renewal. Sponsored by Humana Medical Plan, Inc. and the State of Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration. Plans may not be available in all areas. Benefits may vary by plan. Call to learn what plans are available in your area.
Napa Know How!
Nothing causes holiday stress like the words, some assembly required. Well, Napa's here to help with an Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for just $19.99. So no matter what Santa and his elves leave for you to put together, you'll be prepared. So save on the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set and other great tools from Napa. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating locations while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/20.
As we prepare to turn the page on 2020, it's time we say good riddance to 2020 in a big way. Join 200 South, home to World of Beer, Blend Lounge, Taco Agave, and Graffiti Pizza this New Year's Eve for the biggest party on Palafox. Say goodbye to 2020 and big cheers to new beginnings in 2021 with the 200 South crew as they ring in the new year the best way they know how. Check it out and keep up with all the event details on the 200 South Facebook page.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
This is Cheryl King, news anchor for News Radio 92.3, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a much happier New Year.
From News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, to you, Merry Christmas.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wiggins to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. This is The Garden Line, very special edition. We're talking all about camellias with our guests Skip and Buzz. But Mike, we had a question come in over the break, changing gears just for a second, about orange trees and how do I protect my orange trees from the cold weather. And I think Buzz had some ideas.
That's right. Buzz, well, of all the people I know, you have got some of the most gorgeous citrus in your yard, many of which are in containers. How do you protect them?
All my citrus is in containers. I'm going to leave my answer at that. I wrap mine. Anytime it's going to get down to hard freeze, I get down to 25 or 30 for more than about 24 hours. I have burlap. I have other things. I wrap them. But my tallest citrus is only about 10 feet tall, so it's manageable. I have neighbors they're at God's whim on when it comes to citrus, because they don't do anything. They seem to have done very well. I have a neighbor with a grapefruit tree. It's probably 30 feet tall, huge. It seems to do okay. And I know he's not doing anything special. You probably have the scientific answer for the big ones in the ground.
Oh, no. Other than a lot of mulch up against the trunk, pine straw would be fine. Water it the day before the freeze, if you'll do that. But if it's a huge grapefruit tree, you're, like you say, you're at the mercy of Mother Nature. And many varieties of citrus, and we don't have time to go into all that right now, will handle the cold much better than others. And there's some that just won't, but there's some that these grapefruit trees have been around forever. Yeah. And, of course, if you buy a frost blanket, which is kind of a cloth, if you will, that's insulated, it's very light, and put it on there. But the secret is, the last thing, once the freeze is over, once we're out of that freezing range, say in the high 30s, take it off.
Get it off quick.
Because it'll burn it up. It'll be like a greenhouse. Yeah. Anyway, that's our answer, Ruthie.
Love it. Thank you very much.
You got it. Skip, you got a few more?
Sure. Let me pull this one out. This
Love
one,
that one.
This one is called Tama Peacock. And it's a good way to kind of describe how new varieties get developed. There was a camellia discovered in Southeast Asia, up in the mountains, as these folks were up getting firewood. And they discovered this camellia called Tama no Ura. U-R-U-R-A, Tama no Ura. And it is a very simple, just four or five petals, and each petal is red with a white edge around it, like somebody took a paintbrush and just did the outer edge in white, all every petal. And it produces lots of seeds. And so when that plant gets pollinated with pollen from a different camellia, you've got that genetic soup. It's like what I call a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And so there have been lots of different new varieties that have all come from that parent, Tama no Ura. And this is one of them. It's a much more complicated bloom with twice the petals and different size, but it still carries that Tama no Ura coloration of red in the center and then the outer edge in white.
Really. Can you translate what that means?
What? Tama no Ura? Not a clue.
Okay. Buskin, no.
I think one pretty flower, if I remember correctly, is what that stands for, what that means. One pretty flower.
Yeah.
You are a Renaissance
guy, Buskin. I have no idea.
You just made that up.
I'd have lost money.
I like it.
Because
I'd
have believed you.
What you got, Skip?
This one is, again, it's a, this one is a mutation. There was a variety called Elaine's Betty, developed by a couple over in Mississippi, Jim and Elaine, and they had this mutation on a very simple plant. It's produced a simple bloom, but all of a sudden something odd genetically happened, and on this one branch it started producing this very fancy bloom that I don't want to be sexist on this, but the honest truth is women love this particular bloom because it's very frilly and lots of petals and
really distinctive.
And frilly is the right word for it. And this one is a mutation of the mutation. The original one was just kind of pink with some red streaks in it. And this one is red and white and pink and still the same form, frilly and beautiful. You'll see some of these at the show on Saturday, Elaine's
Betty.
That is
beautiful, just beautiful.
What else? Nuccio's Bellarosa Variegated. The Nuccio nursery is out in California, and it's either a third or fourth generation family, and it's probably the most famous respected camellia nursery in the U.S. And so they have developed lots of new varieties over the decades, and this is one of them. And usually when they name them, it starts with their family name, Nucios, and then goes from there. Nucios Bellarosa, Nucios Cameo, Nucios this and that. And this one is another formal double red. It starts pink on the outside, and as it gets closer to the center, it gets darker and darker on the petals with patches of white on it.
Beautiful, just beautiful. Okay, we got to take a quick, our last break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Howdy, howdy. I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group. During this holiday season, both my team and I want to express our immense gratitude to the individuals, families, and businesses that have entrusted us to construct their dream spaces, custom homes, and commercial builds throughout this year. We cannot thank this community enough for your awesome support in allowing our small local business your trust in creating the dream spaces for you. On behalf of myself and my team at Lacoste Construction Group, may you have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year as we celebrate the birth of Christ and new beginnings in 2021.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C., 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Last year, 67,000 people died from opioid overdose. But if someone nearby had had Narcan, lives could have been saved. Because Narcan quickly reverses the effects of an opioid overdose, preventing death. It's easily administered, and it's free from Health and Hope Clinic. Be prepared to save a life with Narcan. Free from Health and Hope, an authorized Narcan distribution clinic. Learn more online at healthandhopeclinic.org. Made possible by the Pensacola Bay Area Impact 100.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. This is a very special edition of The Garden Line. It's been the Camellia Show. I can't believe it's already been an hour.
It goes so fast. What we need to do, Skip, just give the information on the show one more time, and then we're going to look at a quick picture here.
All right. The 83rd Annual Pensacola Camellia Show and Sale is this coming Saturday, the 12th. The sale of camellias outside goes from 9 to 4. The show itself, to see all of the award-winning blooms, starts at 1 to 4 at the Garden Center on 9th Avenue, 1850 North 9th Avenue.
And the show is free.
And it's free,
okay, good to know.
It's socially distanced. Bring a mask, or you don't get in.
Real quick.
We'll have some masks.
About 15 seconds on the UWF Camellia Garden, which I think, wish we had more time to talk.
We have a great partnership with UWF, and have a permanent garden on the campus right in front of the psychology building. I wish I could remember the building number.
41,
thank
Very
you.
Very good.
Its sole purpose is to have a specimen of every Pensacola variety that we can lay our hands on, and in addition to some of the best camellias in the world. So come out and see us.